Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, we are joined by William Bird, who is the Director of Media Monitoring Africa. Good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks. And you? Thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you for joining us and happy Freedom Day.
Indeed. And the same to you and your colleagues.
Thank you so much. So I think it would be appropriate to ask you, what is freedom of speech, especially seeing as this is something that hasn't always been, or something we've probably taken for granted for a very long time?
Well, I guess now we take it for granted in South Africa that you can pretty much say just about anything really and get away with it. You know, in South Africa, it's not an issue. If you want to make fun of the president, you can say rude things about him, you know, you can do just about anything and there's not going to be any consequence for you. But in many other parts of the world, if you go around doing that kind of thing, you can end up either being surveilled in a less serious case or less severe physically case, or you can be abducted, you can be jailed. South Africa in its recent past has done an incredible work on deepening and promoting freedom of expression. And so when you say what is it, it's basically the ability to freely express your views and opinions. And of course, the thing with it is, and where the challenge comes in is that freedom of expression is a fundamental right like so many others. And our constitution is foregrounded on the rights to dignity and equality. So you have freedom of expression, but it's not to say that it's without limitation. So the classic example is it's not okay to use the K word in South Africa. Because of our history, because it has a particular meaning and it causes so much hurt and it has particular connotations and it undermines the right to dignity and equality, our courts and our constitution have ruled that is not an okay word to use. And so really, freedom of expression gives us the ability to express, debate, argue, offend, upset, and in that way, hopefully advance, you know, because it is through different opinions, through being confronted with different views, that ultimately you're able to find out new information and advance your democracy or advance your society in some way.
So, you know, you would have probably seen last night or on Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where things were abruptly halted because of an assassination attempt. But the whole point of that dinner is to celebrate and kind of encourage press freedom. And we saw there was, you know, that press freedom was in a way under attack. Is press freedom under attack? Are we getting censored? Should we be worried?
Well, I think Americans have got a lot more cause for concern than we do in South Africa, certainly. I mean, you know, we do have, let's be clear, we have political assassinations in South Africa on a fairly regular to frequent basis. Whistleblowers are frequently targeted, sure, and in many instances murdered, you know, and that's not necessarily because they exercise, well, on some level it is because it's a direct response to them exercising their freedom of expression, but it's more because people are fearful of what information they're going to announce and they're going to leak. But we don't, as a general rule in South Africa, have a scenario where if you've got a political leader speaking, that they're at severe risk of you know, being assassinated as they're giving a talk merely because of the ideas that they are expressing. So I think that's what we're seeing in the world, and largely thanks to social media, has been this polarization where all of the shades of gray are seemingly being pushed into one of the margins where it's either black or it's white, and there's very little sense of the complexity, of the nuance, of empathy and of understanding, because social media makes its money by engagement. It drives heightened emotion, etc., etc. And what that's tending to do is that it means that if you're going to express a view, it needs to be some kind of an extreme view. It's not about engaging to form new ideas. It's very much about asserting and shouting and making people angry or upset in order to get more engagement so you can actually make money. And that's, I think, is a very worrying trend for freedom of expression globally. That's not that unique to South Africa at all.
So with the rise of social media, and basically anybody who has access to social media and a cell phone can pretty much upload anything they want and claim to be sharing news, how does your organization deal with that, the rise of just this unfiltered information that is on social media and on other platforms?
Yeah, and that's the newest sort of challenge to freedom of expression, is that you used to be able to assume, or to a large degree, that if you were seeing something, if it was an image of someone particularly, or a video, for example, that it was pretty much actually that person saying or doing those things. Of course, sure, there have always been subtle attempts to fake images, etc., and fake things, but not on the kind of scale and with the resourced means to do so. So before, you'd have people who would fake images of different things. You know, as soon as photography was invented, people were doing that. But it wasn't an easy thing to do, and it was usually quite easy to spot. These days, because, as you point out, anyone can pretend to be a news organization, they can pretend to be a journalist. You just don't know what's true and what isn't. And with the technology now, you can... You know, I've seen images and videos of Donald Trump appearing at an America's Got Talent thing, pretending to be a doctor and walk on water.
Sure.
And it's especially realistic looking. You wouldn't know that it's not real, other than the fact that the content is completely and utterly insane. But the issue around being able to spot what's real and what isn't comes down nowadays to who's the person that you trust, who's got credibility. So people know, for example, that if you run a story on High FM and it's then found to be false, they can lodge a complaint.
Sure.
And if you don't respond, the ICASA can ultimately withdraw your license to broadcast. So there are very serious consequences if High FM missteps in some very serious and egregious ways, which is why one of the core elements these days is for people to know and trust the media that they know that their system's in place, that they're real people behind it. They know that you're a real person. They've seen you. You've been around for a long time. You've got a particular style. You're not an AI bot. And all of these things contribute to greater trust and credibility. So that ultimately is going to start to see I think freedom of expression being reset along quite different lines now. It's no longer necessarily only news organizations that have that, but it is other voices of authority, people that you may follow on social media who unpack the news and who you've seen before at real events and you know are real human beings.
Very interesting. Before we wrap up, William, I just want to ask, and you alluded to it, with AI, should we be embracing AI, or should we, when it comes to consuming our news, or should we avoid it at our peril?
So it's one of those things where there's that the famous American general, or at least attributed to him, and I hope it's true, which is, if you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less. And the point about AI is that it's changing our society, and it's not so much a matter of whether we should use it or not. What it is a matter of doing is understanding that this is a tool that is being invented for the first time, that actively puts people out of work, that actively seeks to put us into a position that we really have no idea where our future lies. So there's some very significant pros to it. There are also some very real threats to it. We've just seen our own minister having to withdraw the AI policy precisely because it seems that some people used AI to extrapolate and make up references.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the hazards of it, you know. So there's definitely pros and cons. The reality is it's here. We have to learn how to use it. And what we have to desperately do now in South Africa is find ways of making sure that we can have some measure of control of it.
William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your Freedom Day.